C9V, mobile, monitoring.
Leon, KO4HKX.
Patrick, good to hear you this morning. Hope everything went well yesterday, and I guess you have a follow-up coming up.
Three schedules coming up.
Okay. Remember, you're not too far away.
It's not till June, so it's a little ways away.
Middle of summer. I guess that'd be a good time to take off, huh?
Being out in the heat.
What about, yeah, you're just laid up in the air conditioner.
I won't know what to do with myself this summer.
What about this weekend? What are you going to do with yourself this weekend? How about Saturday we got Hamfest over there, and they've had town. I can't remember they've town now.
Is that the one in Greenville, North Carolina?
Greenville, Tennessee. It's if you take 25, as soon as you cross the state line, it's the first town you come to, which wants to cross 25, I think.
Remember, I needed to look it up. I'm gonna do that right now.
I think the 7:30 is where they're gonna start letting people in. So. And I've never been to this one before, so I don't know.
KFW Mobile.
KO4HK.
And C9B.
Guys, Patrick, it sounds like you're still at home.
I'm still sitting here at the house. I can switch radios where it sounds the same if you want me to.
I guess you were on vacation then.
Wife is off this week, so I took the week off also.
Any plans?
Nope. Just hanging out here around the house and enjoying some time off.
I'm surprised I'm working today. I don't know how many days I'm going to work this week, but you never know. I might have the rest of the week off.
Run down there to Anderson, pick up that pallet.
That's Williams, didn't they? They actually put some stuff on my truck and I hauled her around.
That's the motor a little bit.
Well, not much longer they're going to run that Anderson run. I guess they have to have it, but I don't know what they're going to do about it. I guess they don't really care as long as they keep it paid, I guess. But I do today, they count the pallets. They want to know exactly how many pallets are on the truck. In that particular run going to Anderson, they don't care. So that amount of that radio in the wife's car there, Patrick, it worked out really well.
It's a pretty clean mount, so looks like you did a good job, Leon.
Not with those brackets where they're actually for mounting radios, I mean not a radio, a cell phone in a car. And I just had two of them sitting there that I wasn't using. So I guess it's probably a pricing mount.
That's more important, right?
Car, she's going to be a little persnickety to you about that.
Don't want the cables hanging around or the noise. I left my HD in the wife's car yesterday when I was driving the tool truck, and she was fussing about it. Kind of intentional.
Jump on a couple times and talk to her.
Not directly talking to her. I left it on the 610 repeaters. A little bit of traffic on it, me included.
Showed my wife a fancy deal. These FTM500s, they have a mute button on the microphone. I showed it to her. Oh, sweet. I'll use that.
I pulled up this Hamfest this weekend. I'd like to go. I don't have any plans, so I don't see any reason I couldn't go.
Carolina single sideband have a ham fest this weekend?
I'll see if I can find out.
Be torn between which one to go to.
WV6Z.
This is KO4HGX. Patrick on this end.
Hey, Patrick. This is Tom. Usually mobile at this time. And speaking of Speaking of Yaesu mobile rigs, my wife knows where the power button is on the STM 350 in my car, so, oh well.
Funny how they'll learn certain things, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of easy, but, you know, it's definitely a complicated enough rig, but the big orange button makes it shut up, so that's all that matters.
Stuff on the FDM 500, the biggest button on the microphone is the mute button.
There you go. I think it sounds like a conspiracy. Jump in and chime in and say good morning to you all. I'm still not back to work or anything like that, so I'm not doing my massive 4.5-mile commute, but heard y'all in there this morning, just wanted to say hello. Hope y'all have a great day, and I'll be listening at WV6N.
Good to hear you this morning, and hope everything's going well for you. This is KO4HKX.
From the park out, I'm Leon, and my call's NC9V. And go ahead, Ken.
Good morning, Tom. KN4TFW. Name's Ken.
Yeah, I'll be here listening. I've got my mug of coffee and getting ready to do unfortunate things like check out the news and other stupid things that I should probably avoid. but anyway, I hope everybody has a great day. If I don't get back in here and key up, it's good to hear everybody in there. And catch y'all a little bit. WV6N.
Yesterday morning going to work.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hi, Ken. Talking about yesterday, I said, well, Patrick's off. I wasn't working. Was Eric even in here?
Wasn't working, and didn't hear Andrew. There wasn't anybody. You didn't raise anybody.
Bring Ryan to work.
To the music station and went on down the road. Favorite spot down there in Anderson this afternoon. One of the grandkids got to play at the school, so I got to be down there for 5:30.
Nice. You'll enjoy that. I had the grandkids all day yesterday. We went out in the boat, did a little bit of fishing, a little bit of playing in water, and actually got up on that little rock there up in Kiwi and jumped off the rock and had a blast.
Still been cold up there.
Off the rock, one of them, well, actually, both of them lost their goggles. So, you know, the water was clear enough. You can see it down there. They were about 10 feet down. And they tried and tried. They were able to retrieve, the oldest was able to retrieve one set of goggles. We drive an hour and a half, 2 hours, trying to get the other set. And I was probably said, heck with it. And I jumped in and went down and grabbed the first try. But man, that water was cold.
Degree difference between the upper end of the lake and the lower end.
Let me tell you. Real quick, it got warmed up. Had a great day. Went down there and took them over to waterfalls. They got a nice sandbar at the waterfall. You got out in the sandbar and walked around and climbed on the waterfall and took pictures. It was a good day. NC9V. Break this week, so I told them I want to do another boat trip this week before they go back to school.
We're running up to Kentucky on Friday. Daughter made reservations at one of those Jellystone parks up there in Cave City by Monmouth Cave, and we're going to go up there. The cave tour.
Where Kentucky's at?
Up southwest. It's over by Bowling Green.
For another trip somewhere.
Got my lifetime senior national park pass.
Yeah. I got mine in, not last week, but a couple weeks prior to that, we went to Tocassin. I got there their senior pass over. So, if I just come up with a state of South Carolina one, I'd probably be doing real good.
The yearly pass, senior pass, is like $50 for all the state parks, but they don't have a lifetime one.
The state. I'm only checking in Georgia's.
All the Army Corps of Engineers.
I double with you, sorry about that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Checking the Georgia and see if they've got a senior pass. But, yeah, I've got the America the Beautiful pass, is what that's called, for the federal park.
Park one gets you in all the Army Corps of Engineers.
Andy. I like my Corps of Engineers parks. Take a weekend and go to Elijah Clark State Park, the Georgia side.
Yeah, we just got to just schedule it out.
Again, it's convenient for you and the missus, and we'll pick one out. Patrick, you and Miss Elise are invited.
My tent's the only way we got a camping right now.
Not a dinette.
Have to see what the wife has planned or wants to do. You know how that goes.
We have a Sonny's camp and travel up here. I think you can rent one up here too. South at Charleston. Used to rent a pop up camper.
You found out.
I double with you. Sorry. I was just saying that in Charleston, when we lived in Charleston, that's how we got into camping. We started with Sonny's camp and travel. And they rent pop-up campers.
It's something to look at.
Had a Hamfest KN4 TFO.
That's what I've been looking at, and I don't see anything for them. There's a Columbia Hamfest next weekend, but I went to the ARRL's webpage, and the Hamfest for Greenville, Tennessee comes up, and then Columbia is all that comes up. Here in the next 2 weeks.
So are those on the same weekend?
Calling it a hand fest. I think they were calling it like a little swap meet or something like that. I just saw it like an ad popped up on the Facebook.
Leon, no, they are not the same weekend. The Greenville's this weekend and Columbia's next weekend, and then Knoxville, Tennessee is the 21st, which is a Monday.
21st is a Monday. It's kind of weird.
Well, I take that back. I might be wrong. It's in June. I was looking at the dates wrong. So it could be a Saturday, too.
So I plan on going to the one in Greenville, Tennessee, which is this weekend. And, you're more than welcome to ride with us, if you'd care to. Miss Elise also.
To ask her and see what she wants to do.
Whichever you prefer.
We'll figure it out if she wants to go. Either way.
When are you going to Kentucky?
Coming back on Monday.
In for the Columbia Hamfest.
That's probably not happening.
My buddy yesterday, I called him up. He lives in Columbia. I told him that me and the missus are going to come over and visit for a day or two. He said, come on. So that might be a good time to visit.
I went to Scott Connors Single Sidebands Net webpage and found out that the Columbia Hamfest is their Hamfest on April the 26th.
That'd probably be it. I think they're based out somewhere close to Columbia. But I think I'm going to plan on going to that one.
To see if Gary wants to ride down there.
Yeah, worthwhile. I think the SSB people. Gary, weekends in a row. That'll be nice. In C9B.
The overload Ken, you ought to come to one. You might have some fun.
Man, we just booked up. I just got so many things going on. I think Mother's Day, we're up in North Carolina. Then I got grandkids' birthday in June. In July, we're down in St. Augustine. Just everything runs together. And Susan wants to take the Jeep out and do some trails.
How did that? Well, no, you're always welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I watched that video of Mike and Jim, and that they were using GMRS, so I guess I had to break down and get my license.
Yeah, Jeep guys do use GMRS, so it would allow you to talk to them anyway.
It do. One license for the whole family.
My Anytone, it'll get those frequencies.
It will, with a little software.
I heard that this FTM500 will do it also. I'm trying to see if it's the Farewallow GMRS when you get a chance there, Patrick. See if you get it from your house.
I'll try. I'll have to program it in a radio.
Programming my Intone, we did all the FRS and the GMRS on it.
Listen to them right out of the box, but to talk on them, you got to go in and open up the professional mode on the software. It's just a couple of clicks in the software.
And RT Systems programming software, that is the slick ticket there now. Just go in there and select GMRS. I've got all North Carolina and South Carolina GMRS stations programmed in.
Systems is easy, and they're nice to use too, but Anytone comes with that CPS software to do that, and I don't know if the RT Systems will do that, put it into professional mode.
Richard was the one that programmed mine, so I think it's probably already in the professional mode.
Still easy to find out. Coughing when you keyed up there. With another radio.
I don't think my Baofeng's particular about what frequency it's on.
Hopefully not. That thing probably just whatever.
Dean had a problem with the Yaesu radio. Is they took his truck and welded on it. I guess it killed the speaker at his Yaesu. So I ordered a new speaker for it. We figured out it was the speaker. I got to order a speaker for it and another microphone cord for it. And hopefully they'll be here tomorrow. Get to put all that together and you can have his radio.
Yeah. Anytime you're welding on a truck, you're supposed to unhook the batteries or put a capacitor on the battery at least so you don't have stuff like that happen, because it could fry the computer for the truck too.
That's not long. Yeah, that way you get rip the mechanics with it.
Hey, well, I've done it 100 times before and it never happened. Well, you just keep trying then. When you have to spend that big money for one of those modules, you'll figure it out.
Problems with that work truck too. NC9B. It's his fault. He tears everything up.
What's his truck doing?
My tractor, my big trailer, and my riding lawnmower, my zero turn. Had all that loaded on and drove it back to the house. And he said it did great there for a while until everything heated up real good. And then I think he's still has some transmission problems.
I tell you, he just can't win, can he?
You'd sell it. Sell that one and sell your Jeep. Sell both of them and take the money from both of them and get you something else.
Consider that. And, I have another guy that's been bugging me about working on his truck. Same thing. He's been taking it here and taking it there, and nobody's listening, and they're throwing parts at it. He's $4,000 or $5,000 into it. Hadn't been able to drive it, and now he's wanting me to come look at it and see what's wrong with it.
What make truck is it?
Look, I've been telling him what to do since early this year, and he ain't listened. So finally he's decided he wants to listen, because I give him the same speech that I did Dean, and he didn't like it.
Oh, man. Well, I'm here at work, guys. Patrick, you have a great day. Ken, you too. Be safe. And talk to you soon, hopefully. And, Patrick, let me know about the weekend there. I'll talk to you before then. NC9V.
Yeah, I'll let you know something. KO4HK.
73 Leon, be safe out there. KN4GFW.
For Friday, right? Not wanting to go riding with the Jeep. One of my customers was telling me about some trails that South Carolina's got. I'll have to get the information from him and pass it along to you. It looked pretty neat. It was you could pull it up online and plan your destination, and they done it for the took a long weekend and did it. Said they enjoyed it.
There's some websites out there like Gravel Map shows you all the gravel roads, and I know there's some up towards Wahala. We went that way and went down the back way down all the way to Joe Cassidy one time in the other Jeep. I know Mike, they got the, what is it, they call it Georgia Traverse or whatever, and it goes all the way from Wahala all the way over to Alabama.
This was, he told me what it was, but it, I can't remember the name of this trail that they got. So I'll have to ask him about it. I'll text him and ask him today if I remember.
We're always looking for some good spots.
To find around here, everybody's wanting to go pavement and do away with the dirt roads.
On that one. And the one that Mike and Tim were on doesn't look, you know, it isn't too bad. It ain't real technical or anything. So, you know, that's a good thing. Not quite exactly sure why they aired down. I didn't see anything that would have caused me to think you needed to, but maybe just in case.
Yeah, roger that. I was watching the video, and kind of the same thing, but the videos don't do some of that stuff justice, so you never know.
The air compressor I got is the one that, you know, plugs in the cigarette lighter.
Milwaukee ones, it'll do it for you.
Run off a battery, a Milwaukee battery.
Yes, sir. I got an 18-volt version and a 12-volt version.
Think about. Although this one, I don't know how good it is, but, it just plugs in the cigarette lighter. And her Jeep's got an adapter right there in the back. But I see they make some, ready-made ones that hook in the back tailgate, we'll say, of the Jeep. And that, and it's tucked up in there. And it's got a tank underneath the spare tire, but... Man, they're like $500.
That's why I call a Jeep a heap, because you will continually heap money in repairs or customizing. One of the two.
Put a bunch of money into customizing it. I think repairing, that's all about how you abused it, right?
Some of them trails, you will break things from time to time. There ain't no doubt about it. I am going to have to jump out of here. It's time to get this day started. So I'm going to take the truck over. It's going to get have a spa day. So to get it over there early this morning.
Well, you and Miss Elise have an awesome day and be safe out there and a good time. And I'm fixing to turn on the road to work. So you guys have a good one. I guess maybe I'll catch you in the morning. KN4TFW.
You have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HK.